Taken as a whole, roughly half the 12.5 million strong Muslim population in Europe is under 30 years old. Many of the young men are unemployed or underemployed and are excluded or believe they are excluded from the best French, German, or British society has to offer. They are more likely to have run-ins with the law than their non-minority counterparts. A Sunday Times of London survey revealed that 40% of British Muslims believe Osama bin Laden was right to attack the United States. About the same proportion think that British Muslims have a right to fight alongside the Taliban. A radio station serving London's Pakistani community conducted a poll in which 98% of London Muslims under 45 said they would not fight for Britain, while 48% said they would fight for bin Laden. It is hardly surprising that many European Muslims have turned to their religion for a sense of identity and worth. Some go further. Radical preachers turn alienation and newly acquired religious commitment into hate. In a small number of mosques, worshippers' sincerity and capability are assessed by militant clerics who then facilitate introductions to members of radical groups. In Britain, Sheikh Omar Bakri, a Syrian radical, preaches the downfall of the British government and the murder of the Jews. Abu Qatada, a Jordanian fugitive connected to the Millennium Plot and now in hiding somewhere in Britain, sermonized about jihad and vetted recruits. Abu Hamza al-Masri, a terrorist ringleader who dispatched 8 of his recruits to attack British targets in Yemen, has his own mosque where he whips up his congregants' anger. Indoctrination and recruitment often take place in prisons, where the Muslim populations are disproportionately large. In the UK, the number of Muslim prisoners doubled between 1993 and 2000. Potential recruits may be Muslim, but they are unlikely to know very much about their religion, so they are easily persuaded that Islam and the West are at war, and that participation in the jihad is every Muslim's responsibility. Richard Reed, the accused shoe bomber, was converted to Islam and transformed into a terrorist at a British jail for youth offenders. In some prisons, Muslim chaplains have done the recruiting, weaving bin Laden's rhetoric into their preaching. Recruitment is not restricted to the young of Europe's immigrant communities. Al-Qaeda also needs ethnic European operatives who can live in enemy territory without arousing suspicion. The small but significant number of converts to Islam makes this strategy possible. In London, Omar Bakri's extremist Al-Muhajirun targets disaffected young Christians for whom the Church of England is a spent force. They are offered an alternative to a consumer society in which satisfaction is beyond their reach, a clear-cut moral code, and a mission. "You look at your average church priest," says one Al-Muhajirun convert, "and what does he do? Who would he go to war with? No one. So how can Christianity claim to be a religion when its followers don't believe in spreading the word? The fact that Western politicians like Blair and Bush are scared of Islam means it's a great religion." An Islamic army has slowly formed in Europe, the product of exclusion, subversive preaching, and a steady influx of radicals from the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia. Toughened immigration laws cannot disperse this army, especially as the jihadists fill out its ranks with ethnic Europeans and hone their own infiltration skills. The alienation of minorities in Europe will strengthen the morale of the army and its hunger for victory. It has been mobilized by Al-Qaeda for the assault against the Crusaders on their own territory. From the shores of Europe, they will reach the heart of the far enemy. That, anyway, is the plan.